The Montgomery County Board of Supervisors met in regular session on Tuesday, September 8th. Following the meeting, KCSI spoke with Chair of the Board, Sharla Schmid.
Secondary roads update.
Okay, I do have that. I don't have any pictures today for you, but I'll
I like the pictures.
Probably with the holidays, she was just a little off.
I understand.
Okay, so county roads, secondary roads.
Yes.
They hauled rock to Coburg, Elliott, Morton Mills, and Stanton areas and conducted some equipment maintenance. Q Avenue Railroad Bridge, the contractor is working on taking the crane apart and getting ready to drive pile in the north abutment. They are hauling dirt from Q to L Avenue today. And then L Avenue Railroad Bridge, the contractor is spreading the dirt hauled from the Q Avenue side.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a lot. Lot going on there, everybody. So they're working on those bridges.
Uh-huh.
And then planning and zoning meeting on Monday, September 14th at 5:30 in the engineer's office. They will be discussing the updates to the county zoning ordinance. So.
Okay.
And
all
that's
right.
Pretty basic.
So, what about the letting date for the pipe culvert?
Okay, so that was approved, and that is going to be on September 29th at 9:15 a.m. So that's a Tuesday.
Okay.
It's during our regular meeting, but then actually we do it then. And then we open up the bids and stuff on that day. So
that'll be the last Tuesday of September.
Last Tuesday of September, correct.
All
right. So, yep.
New business. Approved sheriff's report of fees for August 31, $3,331.40.
Approved unanimously.
Then you had the recorder's report of fees for August, $17,090.85.
Approved unanimously.
Then you had claims for September 9th, and that's $524,849.19.
Approved unanimously.
And
I just want to tell you on that, the reason that that's high is because we paid A.M. Coron and Sons for the L Avenue Bridge and the Q Avenue Bridge. So there were two same amounts, $207,391, and then the Q Avenue Bridge was $207,391. So that's why that was so high.
Yeah, so $414,000 or so.
That's right, goes to that.
Goes to bridges. So.
Right.
All right. Agenda items for the next meeting?
Well, last week, you weren't here, we had there was a tax suspension of a parcel that we were going to, we did not take any action on because Jackie, our treasurer, was there, and she said, when Jill, we were talking about, Jackie goes, that might be, she was questioning whether it was a private investor or not. So Jackie and Jill were going to, the auditor and treasurer were going to look into that. And so that might be back on next week, the property suspension. That's just a suspension, not an abatement.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, Brian Amos brought up recycling, people in the country for recycling, being able to recycle. They do bring their recycling to the recycling bins here in Red Oak. And so he kind of wanted to talk to the Landfill Association because they're, I don't know everything about that, but there evidently used to be something money with that. And so we're going to look into that and see what happened with that and what happened to the money. And so we need to talk about recycling for the people that live out in the country. So
that'll be next week?
That's going to be next week. And those are the only two items we have right now.
Again, Chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Sharla Schmid, talking with KCSI KOAK Radio. That was following their regular meeting on Tuesday, September 8th.